So the fact that I'm talking to you would suggest that the credit for this great upturn in the fortunes of the Cleveland Orchestra is being attributed to good marketing.
Well, I would like to think so, but it can't all be attributed to that. We're certainly having some fun on the marketing side, but I think we're seeing a slight pickup in the economy, perhaps, and our diversified programming is certainly at the forefront of that regeneration, if you like.
You've also gotten a handle on something that a lot of traditional older arts organizations haven't, which is new media, in that certainly the social media aspect of it is something that other orchestras don't seem to be as good at as you are. Is that the reason that you're getting more young people in the hall?
I think that's certainly a big part of it. We hired our first guy to really help us focus on the social media and our electronic, you know, media generally. And if there were any measures, he came in May and we had about just under 5,000 likes at the time on Facebook. We're now over 20,000. And the engagement factor, which is what we measure primarily, that's the number of people that are actually interacting with you, is over 10%, which is an extraordinary measure. So people are certainly engaged with us on the social media front. I think it's a big part of it. It's hard to measure exactly what it's done for us, but I know it's done something for us big time.
What's the magic wand in all of this? Because you know, the numbers speak for themselves. You have enormous gains in ticket sales. You have, you know, you've done what people used to describe as selling Cadillacs to teenagers, i.e. you couldn't get young people into a classical music event in the last, I don't know, 25, 30 years. What's the takeaway for other orchestras in what you've done?
I think the system we use here is a simple formula about value, which is, if you were put it into a mathematical equation, it's the performance times the experience divided by the price. And we've managed to hold our average ticket price at the same levels as we've always done.
Can I ask you what that is?
At the moment, it's $55, our average price.
Which is lower than many other of the finer orchestras in the country, right?
I would think so. I haven't actually done that comparison, but I would think it's probably because of our market, largely, we're unable to push it much further. And at the same time, we've offered younger people significant discounts, especially our students, where that's the bulk of the increase in audience participation has come from this year. So they're flocking through the doors. Now, we have a great community of music schools in the Cleveland region, which are super enthusiastic to support what we do. So it's been remarkable. I mean, we introduced these fan cards this year, and I thought if we did 100, it would be great. We've done 388, and we've seen some people come to all 11 weeks of concerts we've done so far. And our goal was to get the participation rate up, and it really has gone nuts. I mean, we're averaging over 200 students a concert per concert at the moment, and that's a significant portion of the house.
Let me put to you the impediments besides the, you know, the Cadillacs to teenagers argument before. One, it was a stuffy environment and very difficult to approach unless you had some musical background. Well, clearly, if you're addressing music students, that's not a problem. And the whole idea of classical music being a little musty, again, not a problem if you're speaking to the converted. I mean, did you have to learn how to speak the language of these millennials? Was there some part of that you understand better now than you did, I don't know, 6 months ago?
I think we have to talk about the all-round experience. We're trying not to create a millennial experience, keep our experience the same, if you like, but loosen the tie a little bit and allow people just to come and be as they are. We've got a new product called Fridays at 7, where we do a world music concert afterwards, and you just get an hour straight through of our classical product that is definitely attracting the younger crowd. But we are seeing students still want to come out, they still want to dress up, and they still want to be part of the old school, if you like. And so half of our students are actually coming on Saturday nights and taking it very seriously, but they're just getting in at a really good price. So, you know, there's something good going on in Cleveland. I can't quite quantify it for you, but we're certainly cooler this year than we were last year and probably the year before that.
Well, I mean, a lot of interesting things happen in Cleveland, but is there a possibility that for some bizarre reason classical music is becoming hip again?
I think so, and a fairly recent study through Cleveland State University did an analysis of what the musical trends in Cleveland were and what people thought of us. And classical music, possibly because the orchestra has such a high brand in this community, classical music came out right on top as what they thought of the city. Now, if you went to Detroit, it would be Motown, I'm sure. So it's an interesting place to be from that point of view. People very much align themselves with classical music in this market, and it's great. And we've just, I think, pulled them back out to come and see it live again.
Any chance this is just a, I don't know, a flutter, that this may be just a little temporary 15 minutes of fame? How do you sustain this?
I think that's the big challenge. We've just been talking about that going forward. We don't want this to drop. Now, demand begets demand, so hopefully we'll see a continued buying patterns be less last minute. But, you know, our subscription rates are going down just like everybody else in the country. But our single ticket buying public is overcompensating for that. So we're seeing as many people, if not more, in the halls every week. How do we keep it going? We keep doing what we're doing, and we keep introducing more and more ways to access more new people and try and widen the pool. Our household participation this year is as high as it's ever been in our history. Just the number of concerts people are going to has dropped. So we need to, you know, play more different music to more different people and try and drive as much business as we can that way.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.